because chicks are into Wicca. I must say, as a 13-year-old, I was really into witchcraft and, and you know, tarot cards and runes. And like, this is a very adolescent girl thing to
I'd like
be
to
into.
Move on. Okay.
Oh. Thanks.
Welcome. Welcome to your mom's house.
Clean, are you my girl? Do you really love me? Unleash.
I know you really want to kiss, but I fart in your face because you smell like piss. Chuck Berry,
don't confuse with
Cool Terry.
Oh, fuck
when
it.
Cool got Terry, put a plug in his ass, double ended fuck sleep, got him coming fast.
Oh. Virginity is cool.
Come on, come on.
Virginity is cool.
He's got it, he's got
Virginity
it.
Is cool.
What up, what up?
Virginity is cool.
He got it, he got it. My juice ain't sweet. The expiration date lied to me.
You bitch whore, call me back. Ain't no slut too busy for that.
Got a whole lot of love. 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 Got a whole lot of love.
Trip down memory lane with that one.
It's such a jam. I mean,
solid.
Yeah,
solid.
This is
work.
A young Patreon. And anybody else do credited on that? Or is that just him? I forget.
Young Patreon and Obi-Wan Kenobi.
That's what it was. Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Obi-Wan. I mean, classic YNH contributor.
And then who edited the video? Remember who edited the video?
That was so funny.
When they did the music video, you know?
God.
With it? was that?
I don't see. It just looks like it's Young Patreon.
No, who did the edit, though, on the video?
Yeah, we're not on that version. You got to find the version that was like the music video.
Right. Yeah, this one is just a still image. Let me see if I can find that.
Look
out for
at
you.
That. Look at Uncle Terry's face.
Yeah.
I mean,
I always thought it would be because the video is fantastic. But I always thought, wouldn't it be amazing if we could try to get the cool guys into a video, like shoot a music video? I mean, most of them are dead, but like the ones who are alive and not incarcerated, it'd be awesome.
It would be really cool.
But also, it probably, I don't know. It probably wouldn't go well because when you shoot a music video, you sit around all the, you know, there's a lot of like time to kill, which time to kill is like a real kryptonite for cool guys. Like they're not like, oh, I'll just chill and read, you know. The comedy curator edited the video. That's what it was. So yeah, the three of them. But that, yeah, I remember when that first came out, I played that thing like 100 times. And I watched that video over and over.
The video really enhanced the music, which is
The music's incredible.
I mean, it took me down memory. Fuck McDonald's. I forgot about how they took away their money.
$2 million.
That was a bad mistake. And you just purchased that car, remember?
Yeah, and the Lamborghini. And I had to send it back. And then, what's it called?
That was bad.
Morton's Steakhouse.
Morton's came back.
They came through with a couple grand. But then... sometimes I see people fail
a couple grand.
It wasn't enough
to barely paint the set.
But they'll
from red and yellow to steakhouse colors.
They'll tell Garth Brooks. They'll be like, "You ever go to Morton's? They came through when we needed them." So there's an update. There's a Garth update.
What?
Well, here's the thing. So I was allowed to comment, right?
What?
And people can comment underneath my comment, but I can't see those comments. I don't know what setting that is.
That's interesting.
It's a whole weird thing. It's... Like if you pull up Garth, you'll see that I'm, I think you'll, if you go to, go ahead and go to the, either the one on the far right there or the middle one. I forget which one I commented
on. Look at him.
Last.
Look at him with his back turned to the empty. You need to be doing these.
There. There you are. Okay. See, but I couldn't read any of the comments underneath it.
View replies and you don't.
Yeah. Can you view? Can you see replies or no? You can't, but I can't.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's like he's giving you.
Oh, here we go.
He's giving you permission to contribute, but then not
letting me
reap the fruit of your labor.
Not enjoy the benefits.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is an interesting mind fuck, right?
It's a punishment of sorts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very calculating.
Full restriction. Full unrestriction. Fully unrestricted. I want to play ball with all the other kids. You're putting me in a special ed group. I don't like it.
He heard you. He must have heard you. He unblocked you.
Yeah. Well, sort of.
Sort of.
Why can't I see the comments?
Why can't I?
That's
come
part
I
of
can.
The fun.
It is part of the
Hey, you can watch the kids play kickball. I want to play.
He's not letting you.
Mm-mm.
Will you please parody his photos? Because I know that Sean takes your photographs, your photographs.
Here's the thing that's happening is that I have started talking about him a little bit on stage. And that goes away if I'm allowed to play. But yeah.
Uh-oh.
If not. Hey, Garth, I got something for you. Book. I'd like to play alone, please. I just got, these are the advanced copies.
It's amazing.
So this book comes out, if you're watching this the day this is released, comes out in 2 weeks. I'm very excited. It's a beautiful cover.
It's so beautiful. Look at the back. Even.
Yeah.
And look who endorses you, Tom.
I got the big blurbs. I got big blurbs, lots of variety. I got Jon Stewart. From former host of The Daily Show. Maybe you heard
Big
of
talents.
Him. I got Ali Wong.
Come on.
She's a female.
Diverse.
She's Asian. She
Check.
Endorsed it.
Check. John's a Jew, right, Stewart?
Jon Stewart's Jewish.
Check.
Male.
Great.
And then I got Joe Rogan, polarizing influencer. All three said, buy this book. And you could pre-order it, and if you pre-order it, you'll today you'll get it probably the day it's released. So I'm very excited. I'm very proud of it. Also, there's ebooks if you don't want the hard copy, and audiobooks. So you can go wherever you get your audiobooks, Audible or wherever you like to do it. But I'm very excited for it.
Me too. And we just got those yesterday.
Yeah.
And it's so exciting to finally hold the finished product in my bird paws.
Yep.
I mean, I've been watching you. Tick, 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 tick,
tick, tick, tick
for
tick,
a
tick.
Long time,
yeah.
And then to see it, very special.
Come to life.
Very pretty cover. Good, great artwork, and so you. It's like perfect you.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I can't wait to read it. I cannot. As long as we're plugs, may I plug some dates really quick?
Yeah,
first
of
all, check out my merch page, the Christina P. Mom Jeans special. I've got some really banging merch. My favorite right now are the non-gender specific onesies I'm selling. Person with a penis, person with a vagina, to be in full compliance with today's, you know, standards. Yeah. And also some great 80s looking stuff for my special. It's really fun.
There's also a couple things I really like in the store now. The JMID stuff.
Really good. And, yeah.
There's one that's done, one. Like in a NASA parody, I guess, and one in a. There's also one done in the Dunkin' Donuts font. JMID.
That's so good.
And then there's all new. This is the stuff that I don't know. I feel like is the real most exciting is the Fed Smoker stuff.
Oh, of course.
It has like the Fed Smoker on. Cap and the T-shirt at the top. Those right there with the Fedmobile.
That's amazing. The Falcon.
Fucking rad.
That's the actual Fed.
And that's smoker. Really a wink to who knows. You know, if you have that on, someone's like, they know.
They know.
Yeah.
All right. Let me plug my dates. This is the week of June 1st. I will be in Atlantic City, New Jersey for one night only. One night only. There's a handful of tickets left for the Borgata. Come see me there. And then June 5th, Boston Massive, huge tits at the Wilbur. Very small tickets by the time this airs may be gone. So get them now. Then I go in July to Washington Ditcom at the DC Improv.
Jesus.
Two nights in Manfrandisco at Cobb's Comedy Club. One night in Meat Rattle. The Neptune, those are almost gone as well. Cleveland, Ohio at Hilarities in August. Minneapolis tits as well in August. We're gonna add some stuff. Nashville in October. ChristinaPOnline.com for tickets. Thank you so much. I love you.
I guess the thing I'll keep plugging is my added show at the June 1st, you said? Well, I'll be I added a third show at the Murat Theater in Indianapolis June 12th. And I have a show, July 2nd, the late show here in Austin at ACL, the Moody Theater. And I added a show July 6th at Atwood Concert Hall in Anchorage, Alaska.
Oh.
And finally, July 24th, I will be at Ball Arena for an added show in Denver, Colorado. So
amazing.
Thank you very much.
Oh, that's so gay.
Now.
Ball Arena.
Yeah. Yeah. Very excited.
Stupid.
Chilling in Denver, y'all.
Y'all.
All right. Ready?
I'm ready, bro.
Let's get started.
Let's get faded.
Excuse me.
Hi.
Hi. Can I kindly ask to not take any pictures of the monitors? Is that okay?
But you're on the public street and I'm stood in public.
I mean, it's absolutely fine. I'm just very nice at the beginning. I know it's basically just trying to keep everything as private.
I've got a YouTube channel. I need footage.
I mean, I appreciate that you're allowed to take
photos.
I'm
also not appreciate being in pictures, because that's okay.
Well, tough shit to you, madam, and tough fuck shit to you, mate. I mean, so go and tell someone else what to do in public, mate. Seriously.
I appreciate that. I'm just kindly asking you to.
Let me kindly ask you to fuck off and leave me alone.
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother to this.
Psycho.
No mom in the fuck is dead!
Well, welcome. Welcome to your mom's house. With Tom Segura.
Mom Segura.
And Christina Pajitsi.
Kindly fuck off.
And yeah.
You know what I like about this dialogue is that I feel like that's my inner dialogue with people, but then I change it to something polite and civilized.
Of course, that's what everybody does.
Yeah. Is that what everybody does?
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck your mother. And
yeah.
Then like,
we kindly ask you to fuck off.
Yeah. Yeah, the guy's a psycho. I mean, you know what's funny is that when you're like that, like this guy's clearly a crazy psychopath. And people are like, oh, because they're normal.
Mm-hmm.
But he only is lucking out that he's not doing this to the wrong guy.
Yeah. To another psychopath.
Every day it's just a roll of the dice. Ah, let's see what I roll today. Right? And like, you could say this to a Golden Glove boxer.
Yeah.
Who's like, what? It was just like a bap and just cracks your fucking face. So, which happens. That happens in time.
Yeah. When a psycho meets another psycho.
Yeah. Or just somebody that you can't do that. You can't disrespect certain people.
Can't mess with.
Yeah.
You know, last night you were watching a murder show and I was drifting off to sleep and I caught snippets of the content and it was like, evil exists in the world, but evil is done by people.
Yeah.
And it was about how psychos are just amongst us all the time.
That's right. I'm watching Worst Roommate Ever on Netflix. Have you watched that? Oof. It is a series of stories, essentially, of people just rolling the dice with roommates.
Yeah.
And sometimes your roommate turns out to be a fucking killer, you know?
But don't they say things like that? Like they show that they're a little off kilter in moments? And
almost all these people have impulsive, angry reactions. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's true. You'll see it. And it's usually what triggers it. So like one of these guys here, that Yosef Cutter, I think, Qatar.
The middle guy?
Yeah. So he, like a lot of psychos, is very charming,
mm-hmm,
and charismatic, and was triggered by you not liking him, right? So somebody who was like, oh, I don't really, he was like, what? And then being called out. A lot of people like this are fine until somebody puts their, you know, shit together and goes like, I think this, and basically calls out the truth. And then the person gets extremely upset.
Then they kill that
sometimes
person.
These were all different stories. I don't know if I want to give it away for people who want to watch it, but everybody got violent for different reasons.
The old lady even?
Yeah.
Wow, it's rare when an old lady does stuff.
She killed the most people.
No.
Yes.
Well, now can we watch her episode tonight?
Sure, it's episode one.
Dude, she kind of looks like my mom in that picture down there with her glasses on and the red lip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or am I wrong? Maybe it's episode two. I forget now. But it was fascinating. Her story is fascinating. You know, one of the things I'll tell you about her, that without giving away the whole story, she attempted and did look older on purpose. She's not as old as she appears to be.
That's sneaky.
Because she would find it easier to manipulate being an old lady.
Definitely. So she's like 30 there?
No, but she's like 50 and everyone thought she's like 78.
Oh, you know? Just because of how you dress.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny? I was looking at pictures of women, handsome ladies my age.
Uh-huh.
Like if you Google a 40-year-old woman or a 45-year-old woman in like the 1960s, like Google that. Like 40-year-old women in 1960 or 1950. They look so much older than we all do now.
Yes.
Like it really is your manner of dressing. And yeah, look at those old broads. Like that, those women are younger than me. That's 40.
Those are all 40?
Those are 40. Look, then and now. That this is what I saw. Exactly. No,
they look like a fucking pack of wolves right there, right? Jesus Christ.
I know, they look like shit, right?
They really do. It looks like the dog park. It looks like you're in the
the kennel club.
Yeah.
Dog pound.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is what people look like. And they're my age. And I guess it's like, yeah, you just look like you're sad and depressed and you do your hair bad.
So like that's just life then though, right? Life is like that.
I don't know. Maybe, you know, obviously they didn't have like fillers and Botox and shit.
Definitely. Probably like, I mean, makeup, but also they didn't have as much knowledge about what healthy is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, yeah.
What you should be eating, drinking, exercising, like all those things that everybody kind of, not everybody does it, but you know what's going to make you look better and feel better.
Yeah.
And like that wasn't even, people didn't have any idea.
They told you to smoke while you were pregnant back then so that you would have lighter babies, lower birth weight.
Yep.
And like people just drank and smoke that like all day, I think.
Are you pregnant? You got to start smoking more. Yeah.
I wish.
Yeah.
So great.
Also, don't forget, if you have not yet, I'm telling you, we've had every comedian, you know, most of them at some point either had them on the podcast, interacted with them. I would put Danny Brown in as funny as the funniest comedian ever hung out with. And we get to produce his podcast now, which is, I'm telling you, dude, that guy makes me laugh than anybody. And his podcast drops every Tuesday. It comes on. It's on the YMH YouTube channel. You can download and listen to it anywhere you listen to podcasts. Rate, review, and subscribe, please. Tell your friends about it. We want people to know about this show. And I want him to do it forever because he's so fucking funny.
Even his laugh, just his laugh.
I know.
Makes his observations me so are happy. Just,
so they're, I've told him, I'm like, you make like comedy.
Yep.
Like a veteran comic level yep. observations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's hilarious.
So funny.
His brain is amazing. Yeah. Such a funny dude.
Amazing.
We did do the intro. Sorry, I'm on drugs.
Yeah.
I'm so fucking cloudy because I got turned up this weekend.
Yeah, you got turned because you, as usual, you turned a work weekend where you're doing stand-up into a Bauhaus weekend.
I sure did.
Traveled to see Bauhaus.
I'm back again. I'm routing all my touring. Agency just called me before the show and he's like, I got you tickets to Brooklyn. You're going to do the Bell House on September 7th.
Next day.
Shout out. And then you're going to do Bauhaus. So anyway, but here's what I did. And it was so rad.
Are they playing the next day?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in Brooklyn on September 8th.
The same venue?
As me? No. No.
Are they doing Kings?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So any hoodles, the cool part is that I got to kick it with the Lightning Crew, the original Amazing. Goths, who I, as a 14-year-old, was gothic with. And now that we're all middle-aged adults with kids and lives and jobs. And it was so fun. And it really made me appreciate old friends. And really made me realize how forgiving I am of old friends. Like, if one of them were to be like, dude, I haven't paid my taxes in 20 years, I'd be like, dude, that's fucking stupid. And I'd laugh. But if anybody now, like somebody I just met, told me that, I'd be like, get the fuck out of here, you degenerate piece of shit.
Yeah.
But because I grew up with them,
I know.
It's like they have carte blanche, they license to ill.
It's
so weird.
It's part of like the human condition and mind.
Yeah.
About how you know, like accept and how you reject people. And it's really just based on your affection and proximity and time with them. And it's the same thing.
I know.
With punishment.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. So I read this thing one time about, I think it was somebody who was in prison for something. And they were saying, you know, I forget what crime they did. It was like a robbery or something. And they made the observation that when somebody you know does something terrible, that you're close to, like your child, your sibling, your parent, something, you go give them another chance.
Yeah.
Give them another chance because I know this person and they're not that.
Yeah.
And like just
you know them, but you also know them.
Yeah, like you take it easy on them because they deserve it and we all make and you're extremely compassionate. And when somebody you don't know does that same thing, you go throw the fucking book at them. Right,
totally.
Make this person pay.
Yeah.
You know, make them pay and that's what they deserve. They deserve harsh punishment.
I know.
But if I love them, they don't deserve harsh punishment.
That's so true. You know? But you know, But that goes with anything.
With like anything,
business
yeah.
or don't you always want to help people you like?
Yeah.
Right? That's so important to be like. I was just thinking about that, like raising kids.
Yeah.
Let me write this down first before I forget my thought. When you're raising children, I was thinking to myself, is it necessarily getting good grades that's going to make you successful in life? Or is it, you know, whatever, the things you're supposed to do, extracurriculars and getting into Harvard, like, no, I think the most important thing is to be personable and to be likable and to get along with people. And I think it's a fucking crime to be boring. I feel like to me, the biggest crime is to be given the gift of life and be a boring motherfucker. Like, is there anything worse than being at dinner with someone who's a fucking zilch?
No, it's the fucking worst.
Yeah. And I don't care what you are. If you're entertaining and you're interesting and you're full of life, like, doesn't that
just
count for so much more?
Have an opinion on something.
Something, bro.
I was thinking about the worst dates that I ever went on and what it was.
Here we go.
No, what it was like, you know, what do you think?
And so I don't
know. What do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? When you're like, well, what do you like? What's your favorite thing? I don't know. Like the whole like I don't have a thought about anything.
I know it's a crime.
Yeah, and you're like, what have you been doing for the years you've been on Earth?
Like first of all, the chance of you existing is like one in a billion, right? You exist. That's a miracle. And then you're just gonna piss that away by being a dullard? Like, you fucking cunt. And then another thing I was thinking of too is like, why is it that like your childhood friends, and I say child, like your teen friends,
yeah,
like, cause you're forming your sense of humors at the same time. Like you guys grow your brains together.
Yeah.
Like, dude, like these fools can say shit and I'm like, oh my God. Like it just brings laughing. Back 30 years of laughing.
Yeah.
It's just like compounded, you know?
It's like when I saw
Justin.
I saw Justin a few weeks ago. He's like, you look good. And I was like, thanks. He's like, you've been lifting. And I was like, Yeah, we've been working out a lot on the road. He goes, yeah, you got great symmetry, man. And
I was like, what? That's a silly thing to say.
He's like, look at the symmetry, like shoulders. It's just something that is so like him to pick like a, he always like is married to a word or a phrase for like a few months and then it goes away. But I was like, I had to call my other friends. I was like, he said I had great symmetry.
Yeah. It's such a funny word. Like who does that? Like,
nobody says that to you.
Symmetry.
Check out your symmetry. You say that to like bodybuilders, you know?
I know. Even seeing Shawnee, who I've grown up with since we were like 14. Uh-huh. And the minute I see her, we slip back into Valley Girl talk and it's all like, dude, bro, I was all like, fucking what? And I just laugh listening to her talk.
Yeah.
Like we roll into Valley Girl speak, but
yeah.
Annie Hoodles, it did make me realize too, the importance of just like having fun, especially when you're a grown ass adult and you got two little kids and like,
you gotta make time for fun.
Crippling responsibility.
You know what is fun?
God damn.
Is like showing up to, like a working film set and then filming them. And then
that's a different kind of
and when they're polite, you just tell them to go fuck themselves.
Okay, it's very aggressive. There's no need to be like that.
Hey, who came up to who here? Hey. Who stood within 1 meter of me? Could you please stand back, please? Social distancing. You're not even wearing your mask properly. Because I didn't go up to people, though, did I? You did.
I apologize.
So fuck off.
Ooh.
Thank you, young man. Problem? There isn't a problem. Why are you coming up to me now? I'm stood on a public street. I'm interested in video. This is all video audio equipment. Fuck you both. Thank you.
Fed smoker vibes.
Guess what?
What?
There's not only is there more, but we've seen him before.
What?
Yeah. Here, check him out.
Away from crew, please. Is that okay?
Dude, fuck off. Dude, seriously, fuck off. Mate, okay? Don't come with it. You're 50 centimeters away from me.
Can
fuck off. Dude, okay? Get the fuck out of my face.
Mate.
I'm not in your face. Can you please step back away from the crew? It's 2 meters. Dude.
What's your
issue?
Dude, don't come within 2 meters of me.
I know exactly who you are, mate.
Sir, can I just say, the whole crew...
Dude, you've just touched me. Please don't. You have. Dude, am I stood on the public street?
You are, but like...
So, fuck off and stop telling me what to do. How's that? No one's making a scene except you guys. I'm just going to be here quietly collecting some footage for my YouTube channel. Leave me alone. Yes, shh. For fuck's sake.
That's fully insane.
Why does it sound so much classier with that accent?
It just does.
Yeah.
It does.
For fuck's sake. Fuck off. Yeah. You're like, oh, it's so good. It's so sexy. Right? A good British accent.
Are you okay? You seem like you're very stressed out.
Why, are you a psychotherapist? Are you
no,
here?
I'm just seeing if you're all right, because you are kind of being quite aggressive to everyone. Like,
hey, listen. If you think I've broken any laws, call the police on me. Otherwise, shut up. Seriously.
We're just trying to have a conversation with you.
Well, I'm trying to not have a conversation with you. Is it not clear by the times I've told you to fuck off?
Okay. You have a nice day.
No, you don't have a nice day, you twat.
why try to like analyze him? I agree. That's a bad move to be like, I see you're upset. Like he's not a toddler.
Yeah.
He's a psycho.
Yeah, he's a really angry dude.
Yeah, call 911 or whatever it is. What is it
in? I'm on a public and then he's one who's gonna like, you know, tells you the like most people just kind of go like, oh yeah, no problem. You don't want this film. But he's like, here are the rules, and I'm not breaking the rules. Like he's just looking for conflict.
Looking for a fight, like a toddler, yeah.
Yeah. This is where you know him from.
Large building here. Here you can remember see this? The central foundations, the emergency staircase shaft and concrete. Mm-hmm. Always nice to see. Hello, mate. How are you? I'm just getting a shot of the, from my YouTube channel of the construction.
You make it quick.
Why? Why make it quick? Why are you telling me what to do?
He's friendly.
What do you mean I'm not allowed to do it?
In there, tell your friends what to do. Don't tell me what to do.
I'm not telling you. I said it's a construction site. You haven't got the right to be using your cameras to film it. You can't be a criminal. I don't know who you are.
Yeah.
Why are you calling me a criminal?
Because you have got a camera. You're recording a construction site.
Is it because I'm an Arab? You're calling me a criminal? Are you being racist?
really? I'm black.
Best response ever.
Yeah.
Either you're going to let me do what I'm doing.
No, I'm going to let you do it. You
or you're going to try and stop me.
Face. You back off then. Because you might be a criminal. I don't know who you are. That's it. I'm telling you now.
My name's Charlie. I'm an Arab.
I don't care. You might be anybody.
Charlie the Arab.
I don't care.
Charlie the Arab.
I don't care. So dude. I don't know you. You've got no ID with you. You're recording the construction site. They've got tools here, power tools and everything. You might be coming here tonight to steal. Who knows?
I'm not a gypsy. I'm not going to steal the stuff, man.
It's our favorite group.
This is a great, great clip.
This clip has everything. Yeah. It's got, I love his braids. They're so
Then, that's right. Then he leaves us and then he like harasses another guy.
Why have you got weird colored hair?
Remember?
Because I want to. What's wrong with your natural hair, dude? Because I want to have fun with my hair. That's what I want. Well, I want to have fun with construction guys. So what the fuck's your problem? He doesn't need to have fun with. He's got a fucking job to do. So let him
Did
do
you
his
think
job.
That... big construction guy was in any worry that he needed some sort of weird hyper lefty bloody poison dart frog coloration poison boy to tell me to
so
fuck
weird.
Off.
Did I tell you to fuck off?
Yes.
I never use those words. You're putting words in my mouth now.
Anyway, you're going falsetto because you're panicking.
What?
Yeah, he loves.
Can I ask you a question? Are you a homosexual?
I'm a pansexual if you need to know.
So do you have sex with boys?
Huh?
Do you have sex with boys?
Why is he holding the mic?
Do you have sex with males?
Yeah?
Yeah, it shows. Bye. See ya.
Cool. Brilliant.
Cool. Brilliant.
Oh, I want to see what he looks like.
He's Charlie the Arab.
Charlie the Arab. Yeah.
Yeah.
What good work he's doing.
Well, he's
and
doing,
on the street
he's
stuff.
Doing, he has, like, the thing about him.
He's doing his own thing.
Is he has a good relationship with the whole community.
Yeah.
Yeah. Construction guys that are black.
Yeah. Is that him?
Oh, there he is.
Yeah, this is Charlie the Arab.
Oh, he's in the Telegraph. So there's an article about him?
The 9/11 conspiracy theorist who changed his mind. Oh. Charlie has been arrested.
Oh.
That's what it says there. Charlie, okay. The left side, second down. Oh, sorry, to the left there. Has been arrested. Wonder when that took place.
Hmm.
So he likes to get into some shit.
He's a menace.
Yeah.
That's who likes to get it the most, these menaces.
And see, it looks like he's kind of a big guy. So maybe that's why he's always, you know, comfortable going up to people. He looks like he's kind of a big dude. Hit the arrest link, though. The one that was said he was arrested. How long ago was that?
Update.
What does it say?
The UK is following
Doesn't
this guy.
Doesn't give a day.
Make it bigger. Okay. About an hour ago, we wrote this blog about police were following him and trying to stop him from attending the royal wedding. Oh, this is a while ago. Oh, that's 2011, man.
Whoopsie.
We received a message from his girlfriend. Oh, he has a girlfriend.
Jeez.
Charlie was arrested from his own home today on an absurdly concocted free speech pre-crime conspiracy to make nuisance.
That is what he is. He's a nuisance. That's a great word.
Yeah. Wow. Well,
conspiracy to make nuisance. I love how the Brits
that is a
phrase
very British,
things.
Yeah.
Conspiracy to make nuisance.
You're
so polite.
To the clinker. Conspiracy to make nuisance. You've been a very naughty boy.
Yes. Oh, are you stoked about the new Top Gun movie? Maverick?
I mean, I feel like they shot it like 4 years. I've been hearing about this movie forever. Is it out now?
It's going to come out soon, I think.
It's still not out yet? I thought it was already out.
I want to see this. I'm pumped, dude.
You want
to
see it?
I'm ready to get into the danger zone.
Oh, it's out.
Bro, let's go see it, homie.
Damn. Way to the danger.
Dude, how pumped did you get when you were a kid? I saw this movie in the theater like 5 times that summer.
Yeah.
Did you see it in the theater?
I did. I just thought that.
Look at him.
Iceman was so cool.
That's right, Iceman.
I was like, fucking.
I am
fucking
dangerous.
Bad. You know, when you're a kid, you're like, Iceman?
Iceman.
It's just tight.
Goose.
Yeah.
And who else? Maverick.
And what's his name again?
Iceman.
What's Iceman's name?
Val Kilmer.
Val Kilmer, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. What a dreamboat. Yeah.
With his big fucking teeth. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
He had a cool spike.
Yeah. Wait, Google that. Let's see that. Remember the volleyball scene? which was so gay and like hadn't. It was just because they were all super hot, and the director was like, "Let's just see these.
Yeah,
look at them. Ugh. Oh, ugh, look at the now. That's terrifying.
Well,
nature is a cruel bitch, isn't she?
Well, if he had cancer, I mean.
Oh. What am I gonna say? I didn't know that.
Yeah, you don't know that he can't speak anymore?
What?
You don't know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean, he speaks with like a voice boxing.
He's not in the movie then, is he?
Nah, probably not.
Like, what could they cast him as, you know? He's like, I'm their new instructor. Wait, remember the instructor? Even he was hot. The older guy with the beard?
I don't remember.
Come on.
I don't remember.
Have you even been in the danger zone? There he is.
That guy?
Yeah.
That's a hot guy to you?
I mean, when I was a kid, when I was a little girl, I was like, that guy's like a grown-up, and he's like pretty attractive. I like his mustache.
What?
Yeah, you don't think he's a cutie?
No.
They're all cuties.
He just looks like... like a fucking, like an overnight shift cop.
Like, I thought he was cute. I thought they're all good. Now, you want to really grab your barf bags.
How about that bald guy? He's pretty hot.
No,
huh?
I didn't like him, but I liked how mean he was. And he was like, you can't fly like that, Maverick. He's that guy in the control tower. You know who I like? Google Kelly McGillis now, though. Remember the hottie, Kelly McGillis?
Uh-huh.
Have you seen her now?
No.
Go ahead.
Does she look like a Victoria's Secret model?
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. The movie was fucking 30 years ago.
And she's a lesbian now.
She probably was then, too.
Oh, yeah. But here's the deal, man. Is that in my child brain?
Yeah.
Like, I'm just saying, as a kid, I watched this movie and, like, I feel very disillusioned now.
About what?
Just, like, she didn't even like Maverick, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's upsetting
to you. She was hot. She was super hot.
Super.
What's it called, that Tarantino scene where he breaks down Top Gun as being so gay? That's the best.
I don't know what you're talking about.
From which movie is it? Go to YouTube, type in Tarantino,
just the volleyball scene.
Yeah, he talks about the whole movie, Tarantino Top Gun.
Such a good movie though.
It's yeah.
The music was great.
You don't remember this?
I don't remember.
This was from.
What's the film about? What's it really about? What genre does it hit?
What like it? It's like the spine.
The spine.
Like one sentence. Like,
no, I don't fucking boy meets girl. I don't give a shit about that. Fuck boy meets girl. Fuck motorcycle movie. No, what is really being said?
Sleep with me.
What's really being seen? That's what you're talking about. Because the whole idea, man, is subversion. You want subversion on a massive level. You know what one of the greatest fucking scripts ever written in the history of Hollywood is?
What?
Top Gun.
Oh, come on.
Top Gun is fucking great. What is Top Gun? You think it's a story about a bunch of fighter pilots?
Yeah, it's about a bunch of guys waving their dicks around.
It is a story about a man's struggle with his own homosexuality. That's it. That is what Top Gun is
listen,
about.
Listen.
Up, man. You've got Maverick, all right? He's on the edge, man. He's right on the fucking line, all right? And you've got Iceman and all his crew.
Right.
They're gay. They represent the gay man,
right.
All right? And they're saying, go. Go the gay way. Go the gay way. He could go both ways.
What about Kelly McGillis, right?
Kelly McGillis, she's heterosexuality. She's saying, no. Go the normal way. Play by the rules. Go the normal way. And they're saying, no. Go the gay way. Be the gay way. Go for the gay way. Right? That is what's going on throughout that whole movie. He goes to her house, right? All right? It looks like they're going to have sex. You know, they're just kind of sitting back. He's taking a shower and everything. They don't have sex. He gets on the motorcycle, drives away. She's like, what the fuck? What the fuck is going on here?
Right.
Next scene you see her, she's in the elevator, she is dressed like a guy. She's got the cap on, she's got the aviator glasses, she's wearing the same jacket that the Iceman wears. She is, okay, this is how I gotta get this guy. This guy's going towards the gay way. So I gotta bring him back. I gotta bring him back from the gay way. So I'm gonna do that through subterfuge. I'm gonna dress like a man, all right? That is how she approaches it.
Right.
Okay, when they fight the Migs at the end, all right, because he has passed over into the gay way. They are this gay fighting fucking force, all right? And they're beating the Russians. The gays are beating the Russians, all right? And it's over, and they fucking land, and Iceman's been trying to get Maverick the entire time. Finally, he's got him. All right, and what is the last fucking line that they have together? They're all hugging and kissing and happy with each other. And Ice comes up to Maverick, and he says, man, you can ride my tail anytime. And what does Maverick say? Maverick, you
can ride my sword fight! Sword fight! Sword fight!
Yeah. It's a great breakdown.
Wow. Yeah. But he does have a point. There's a lot of valid... Yeah. That's a lot of the messaging.
I mean, and that went over, I think, most people's heads. And then they see this and they're like, oh, this is it's pro-homosexual propaganda.
Most definitely. Yeah. And most importantly, anti-Russian propaganda, I really miss.
Which, I mean, could it be more appropriate now?
That's what I'm saying.
That's what we need.
Bring it back. I like to see these anti-Russian, anti-communist movies. It's a good time for it.
We got
to
know. Everybody knows, you know, the Ruskies are always up to
all bad.
Yeah.
They're always up to something.
It goes Ruskies, Jays.
Gypsies.
Chinese. Yeah. And they're always fighting for... They're like this. Yeah.
Hierarchy.
You got to know. You just always go like, no, we're cool. But, you know.
Yeah.
We know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so funny, Gypsies. Nobody...
Well, the thing is, like,
nobody likes them.
I know. And the thing is that they really aren't, they're never going to like plan an overthrow of a government. You know, they're not going to plan a coup. Like, it's not like that. It's just like, where's my wallet? You know, like, where's, you know,
yeah.
Why are all the windows broken in this place? You know what I mean?
You know, it's so confusing because in Hungary, the best violinists, the best musicians, Tsigans.
Oh, the Tsigans are also the Gitanos are they're great entertainers in all parts of Europe. Yeah. Their music, their dancing, you know.
But they're simultaneously hated culturally. Yeah, it's like this weird thing in Hungary.
Yeah, it's like we love what you do, but just do it over there. It's true. Do your little tap thing. Do it right over there.
Yeah, gorgeous. Remember that show I was so into, the Gypsy Show? My big fat gypsy wedding.
Yes,
and I was like, why do you guys, and they're all so insistent on preserving their culture. And it's like, what is this culture that we're so into preserving? You guys all live in trailers. You get married at 16. You're all no education.
I'm going to have the biggest wedding ever.
You're all alcoholics. And the women age so poorly. By the time they're 30, they look like they're 80. Yeah. Like, what is this shit culture?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's a shitty culture.
It really is.
It just is.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I've seen enough episodes of My Big Fat American Gypsy Wedding to know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't like them. They don't let the women go to school. How is that okay?
I mean,
all they do is clean the house.
That's kind of nice. It is kind of nice.
Well, they used to,
like a girl that's not like, oh, you know.
Ideas.
What about all these thoughts? But like the... Place is clean. She puts out.
Yeah.
It's not the worst arrangement.
Well, even back in the times of Bridgerton.
Yeah.
You know, the upper classes, the men, just wanted a broad that could like play the piano and be entertaining in conversation. So that's the only reason they'd educate a woman is to be entertaining for the man.
That's fantastic.
I know.
Yeah.
Because you really don't need much beyond that.
I mean, I would love if I got home and you were like,
the pianoforte.
And it was only things that I wanted to hear. You know, it's like my playlist.
Secret.
Yeah.
Okay. So Bridgerton 2 is like the most diverse cast. It's one of those like forced inclusion casts where you're like, they've checked every box.
Yeah.
I mean, there's like the heavy set. Chick, the Indian family, you don't know what we are, fam, like everybody. It's all, see, look, it's like one of everybody. Like, I don't know. Does that always?
I mean, one of everybody is the new standard for everything. Like anything in marketing, anything in advertising, anything in entertainment, unless the story is so specific. Like you're like, this is a Japanese war story.
Right.
You know, like if it's not that, then they're like, you gotta mix it up more. Yeah. I mean, the fucking, you know, the inclusion thing is now, it took over the Sports Illustrated swimsuit.
I'm so glad we're talking about this. Can we bring
up? Do you know that? Like,
Do I?
This has been basically every American boy's introduction into their dick getting hard for 30 some years.
It's a Jack Mag.
Yeah, it's how you first do it. Right, it's before porno. It's like the Jesus Christ. And
guys, look at my Twitter if you want to see my thoughts on this chick.
It's like you see, like,
I don't want to look at it. I'm so upset.
It was always actually too. It was the most beautiful women.
Yeah.
And it was, and there was variety. I mean, it was, there were
blondes, brunettes.
Blondes, brunettes. No, but there were black women. There were Caribbean women, Indian women, Asian. Like, there's been variety, right? But just like stunning, stunning women, right? For years. I mean, this was like, the introduction to this was like, you know, Christy Brinkley, right?
Yeah.
Kathy Ireland.
Yes.
Naomi Campbell. Elle McPherson, like all these, like just stunners,
yeah,
tens. Supermodels, and then now
dimes only.
Yeah, the newest thing is you got this girl with like a pretty face and like I don't know my body, and then I mean she looks like a fucking long snapper from the neck down.
What's a long snapper?
Like a fucking
it's sports.
It's like in football, the guy that snaps the ball back. What is she, like 2 1/4? Right? So, I don't know. So, like, and then they're like, this is the cover of the suit. So you're like, okay, I guess.
Man, I have so many feelings.
That's over. And then is that Elon Musk's mother is here, now?
So here's the thing. She is a nutritionist. And I have to say, she looks better than me. So I feel like I can't. But here's the real question.
But that just shows you, like, it's more about like the shift from, hey, you know, this used to be this thing of like super hot chicks.
Yeah.
That's not okay.
It's not.
It's not just about super hot chicks, guys. There's this girl that needs to lose about 60 pounds. And here's a 74-year-old woman.
Yeah.
So enjoy your new swimsuit issue. Like, all right, I guess.
Well, and isn't the point to sell Sports Illustrated magazine?
I guess.
So hold on. So I agree. Look, there's a fraction of the population that is
likes
into
old
heavy
women
set.
And heavy set women. That's true.
Sure.
Yes.
But if you want to sell a lot of magazines,
yeah.
My mind always goes to, is this what the majority of men?
Right. There is a whole thing that majority, you know, I don't know why we discount what majority means.
This is what I'm saying. Like,
and
I get that it's inclusive.
You're trying to tell
right?
me most men are like, I mean, is she 230 pounds? That'd be cool. Like, is that? That's what most guys are thinking.
Well,
and by the way, these little piggies, these piglet models, they get mad whenever we talk about their fat ass modeling careers. And they're like, well, you're fat too. Yeah, I'm a comedian, you fat fucking fuck. So you can be that. But no one wants to see your big fat ass on the cover of a magazine or endorsing products because you're fucking gross. All right. Go back to your barn and fucking roll around with the other pigs. This is a job for the genetically gifted, mm-hmm. not for your big fat ass.
Mm-hmm. I mean, look at Kim Kardashian. Look how fucking hot that is. That's a banging cover. But look at the swimsuit they gave her, too. Look. And also, she's pretty. The heavy girl. Go back to the heavy girl. But like...
Yeah, she's got a pretty face.
She's like, dude, I'm not saying she's unattractive. I'm saying, look at
no,
the
no, if
fucking...
you saw her at the local pool, you'd be like, hey, if that girl dropped 40 pounds, she'd be pretty hot. She's got a pretty face.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But the swimsuit they gave her, yo, that doesn't look good on anybody. Like, that,
no, it does.
That body.
It does. It looks good on Christy Turlington, Kathy Ireland, Elle McPherson, Naomi Campbell.
That's a rough suit, though, I will say, in her defense, to pull that off. Nobody looks good in the anchor, yeah. Sweetie. That's
and
tough.
Who is this being done for? This is done
nobody.
So that Sports Illustrated gets to go, we did a
I know.
Nice thing, didn't we? Aren't we
charity case.
Aren't we good?
It's not men who
and
are
then,
snapping this up.
No, there are men, about
like
37 10. Of them
yeah.
in the United States.
I know. I tweeted about
ridiculous.
This. If you guys want to look at my Twitter on Christina P, I started a furor. And it was like the dumbest, most innocuous. Oh, you're going to bring it up? Okay. it was like the stupidest thing. I was just making fun of her.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, supermodel, more like supper model. And then Tom was with me and added the emojis of a hamburger, a taco, and a hot dog. This started a real fury. I mean, 792 comments, retweets, 89. 5,000 people liked it. Yeah. Anyway, people are on my side, and I have a bit about I hate fat models. I'm not down with Downs models. Like, it's all... But it's so stupid. It's like, you guys are just doing this to try to get eyeballs on your product, and it's not right.
Yeah, I know.
It's so dumb.
There's also this thing that people are like, stop commenting on people's bodies. That's a big thing now.
Oh, shut Why? The fuck up.
Why?
Well, especially if you're going to pose in a bikini or a bathing suit. Like, that's the whole point.
You're putting your body out there. It's open to comment. It is no different, honestly, because this is like, this brings up when people like get mad about this stuff. Like, we put out stand-up. We put out podcasts, right? We put them out. If you put it out, you have to be open to the criticism.
That's part of the gig.
You know, people tell us all the time, you're the worst.
You're a piece of shit.
You suck.
You're a bad person.
You're not funny. I wish you would. And you're like, yeah, but I, does it ever hurt? Yeah. Especially at the beginning. When you first hear it, you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
And then you get used to it. And then you realize that this is part of the job.
Oh, yeah.
And if your big fat ass takes pictures in bikinis or lingerie, then your big fat ass gets to get called a big fat ass. Mm-hmm. Okay. And if you don't want to be called that, either don't take the pictures or fucking drop 120 pounds, which is what it looks like you need to drop on the cover. This
well,
thing.
It's ridiculous, too. Like, yeah, I'm a plus size model. And then when I model and then, take photos, then
and
I
everyone
complain.
Everyone should tell me how great I look. No, you fucking delusional.
No, fatso.
That's why you're a big fat fuck now. Mm-hmm. It's because no one told you how fat you are.
Well, and look, and also, too, listen, Sports Illustrated always put healthy looking women on. So all these models that you named were quite healthy looking. They never put on the anorexics.
No, they put on models who you got probably ate well, did yoga.
Yeah, they were healthy.
So that's the
brand is healthy. So if you're putting someone who's overweight, and don't even fucking tell me that being overweight is healthy. It is not healthy. There's no way.
Just put Sports Illustrated.
Look, she's
swimsuit edition covers. And we'll pull up the covers. Like over the years. Okay.
Look, beautiful. Look at her. Look at Tyra
Banks.
Tyra Banks.
Jesus Christ.
Stunning. She's not a size 2.
No.
She's healthy.
Very healthy. I would like to.
Gorgeous. Camille. Get that food. God, I don't know who this is. Caustic. Can we turn the AC? My hands are frozen. Can someone make it warmer in here? I'm dying.
Fine.
I'm sweating.
No, it's good.
I have a cold sweat. I feel like I have a fever.
Who's that right there?
Jesus Christ.
Who's that?
I don't know, but she's perfect.
Fuck.
Olivia Culpo.
Yep. Oh, Beyonce.
Beyonce. Come on.
That old dog.
Yeah. Well, I think, can I tell you what I think the problem in thinking is and this victim culture?
Jesus Christ.
Can you listen to my point?
No.
And stop looking at the swimsuit edition for 1 minute?
No. No, pull up the new one and I'll snap back to you.
Can I please?
Okay. Yeah. What were you saying?
Wait, look at the porker. Look at the porker in the water beneath. Look at that one. Yeah. Go down one. Oink, oink. Oh, no, she's not. She just has big milkers. The pose is not good.
Yeah.
The pose is not good.
No, she's a big
mom. I forgot what I was going to fucking. Oh, the point is.
Yeah.
Just because somebody looks like Tyra Banks on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
Yeah.
And she doesn't look like you, doesn't mean that you're inferior to her. Like, you know what I'm saying? Why do you have to take it as a personal affront?
I just look at, you know what I look at as?
That's not your lot in life. You don't get to look, accept that.
That's what I'm saying.
So
is that it is, I look at these amazing bodies and I'm saying on men as a gift. Like some of them I go, that's their gift. That's what they get.
Yeah.
They get those fucking abs and they get this crazy physique and you go like, and it's to be admired. There's nothing wrong with admiring it, right?
Yeah.
But it's like.
Dog, right? Ugh. And I know you don't like skinny blondes. Grody.
Ugh.
Look at those perfect perky titties. Ugh.
I mean, there's a reason why.
No cellulite.
There's a reason why everybody turns their head when they see a woman like that in real life. It's because that it is the desired beauty standard. Like
it's special.
It's special. Yeah. It's unique. It doesn't happen a lot.
Oh, I remember that cover.
Yeah.
But the problem is now that
you know, if you combine the three of them, they weigh about half of the new swim size cover models weight.
But that's the problem is that you're not allowed to have an inspirational thing to want to attain anymore because everybody is special.
And the other thing,
it's like not everybody's special.
Here's the other thing is like they go like, you know, celebrate whatever body type and like, And, you know, you should just tell, she is beautiful. Like, this 240-pound woman is beautiful. And you're like, yeah, here's the thing about accepting that body type, right?
Yeah.
What you're also saying is like, you know, it's hard. And it's a lot of work to not be this. And you're like, yeah, it's hard to achieve a lot of things. And the things that are most desirable are usually not easy.
Yeah.
So yes, some people are born genetically gifted, without a doubt. They just are. And they can, like, some of them just eat what they want and they just look great. But for most people, this is an effort. Mm-hmm. It's an effort to try to maintain a healthy appearance.
Well, even like, even those hot chicks, they have to exercise.
Oh, they, yeah. Most of them, that's not just
they don't
all
eat a donut.
The
they're not eating Krispy Kremes.
Very rarely.
They're not going to do that. Their whole life is making themselves hotter.
There's the anomalies that, like, they do. They're like, I eat like shit. But that's not most people. Most people have to pay. So when you, I feel like when you go like celebrate, you know, being wildly obese, it's like, that's not really a thing to celebrate because it's not healthy. And what you're really saying is I'm lazy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm lazy and I think I should be applauded and just accept, you know, fine. If you want to be lazy and sit around and not do anything, that's fine. But I don't think the rest of us should have to go like, and it looks great.
And that's what, and that's my problem too, is that we have to think this perverted way of like, no, no, this is awesome. Isn't it awesome that she's unhealthily overweight and isn't it beautiful? Like, no, personally, I don't think it is beautiful. No. I think that those skinny girls who work out and like Tyra Banks, I think she's beautiful personally. But if you say that, you're a hateful piece of shit.
Yeah. And I don't really
think, like, this is not for me. It's not for me.
I don't think you are. I think that the real sickness here is in the way that people spin it. It's not even like there's reality and there's like delusion. And all these people that are pushing this thing of like,
oh my God,
oh, this is what's great. Like, they're delusional and they're firing people up about it. But you walk down the street and you ask people what they find to be the standard of beauty, you're going to find, like we said, the majority.
Traditional.
Majority is going to say that the clearly beautiful woman is beautiful.
I know.
And that the other woman has a very pretty face and needs to lose weight.
Yeah. But everything is beautiful now. And when you take away that standard, if everyone is beautiful, then no one is beautiful.
No, they're not.
If everyone is a winner, then no one is a winner. You devalue any of the meaning. So what is beauty now? We're going to take that away. What is a woman now? Did you know that? Did you know that that's a question?
What is a woman?
Uh-huh. There's persons with periods and men can have periods too. You remember that?
That I know. That I know. I know. I know. And I know men can get pregnant. It just takes you reframing what you think of as a man.
You need to reframe like, your entire mind.
I mean, who fucking...
But so I'm saying, and fat and obese women are beautiful. You didn't know that? They're swimsuit models, Tom. You just have to reframe your whole way of thinking. You have to live in the upside down where this shit makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's absurd. Nobody I know is like, this is great.
That's the thing is that also... How about no one talking about how offensive this is to the previous SI cover models who are like, hey, that used to mean something. Yeah. And you just devalued the whole fucking thing.
Yeah.
Like, it used to be a compliment. And now you're like, hey, are you SI swimsuit? Are you a cover model for Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition? It's like, oh yeah, I'm an offensive lineman for the fucking Colts. Yeah.
But there were like WNBA players that were also on SI, and I'm like, well, if their bodies look athletic and are still attractive,
sure,
maybe that's. But I think for them to be unhealthy is not a swimsuit model. So this is a complete contradiction in terms.
And I, by the way, I already know all the fatties are going to hit me up. All you fat fucking models. I got hit up by them last time. They put their baked beans down for a minute and they were like, how grab, rob, rob,
rob, rob, rob. Oh my God. I have to send Nadav this TikTok. I want to play this on today's show. I'm sorry. Apropos this discussion, this was so good.
Well, here's an update on this lady.
For those on here that apparently haven't got the memo, I'm an elder trans queer revolutionary anarchist.
Okay.
So my political affiliations and stance on things are going to be kind of fiery.
Oh, really?
FYI.
Yeah, I've known this person for a long time. I've been following them. They're getting these tattoos removed off their face.
Why? They look good.
Yeah. This person's...
That's definitely someone who I would love to ask about the new swimsuit cover model.
I think it's beautiful. Like, I love it.
As an elder trans revolutionary anarchist. Yeah.
Yeah, it's wild. And cool. It's just, I feel like we're in the upside down.
Yeah.
Like, what? Please. What the fuck are you talking about?
You know what? I want to laugh.
All day.
That was a good groan. I'll give him that. Yeah. What's wrong?
I'm just seeing our sons doing dumb shit like this. And
yeah. It'll happen. All right. You want to see another one? Cool.
Holy shit.
How do you keep going?
How do you keep...
Like, how is he still going?
Notice?
There's no way.
He's a big truck. Maybe he doesn't.
Maybe it's just right in the blind spot.
The wave? You wouldn't be in panic? Like, hold on.
I think there's a full panic going on right now. Yeah, yeah. Fuck.
Maybe it's not real.
I don't know. That looks pretty real.
Can I take a picture?
Definitely real.
Sure.
Hold on. Just okay. Keep rolling. I'll be quick, okay?
Okay.
God, that's so gnarly.
How was your pee?
I pushed hard.
Good.
It was good. Now that there's another girl here at Heather,
yeah.
I'm always nervous she's going to walk in because I don't close the door. I just run in there and I pee in with the door open. I'm like,
why don't you just close it?
I forget. I'm lazy.
Okay.
Bert's been shitting in there and there's a sign that's like, don't shit in there.
Now we try to tell him. Yeah.
He can't shit in
he
there.
He does not shit in there anymore.
No, not anymore.
Yeah. Oh, God.
But he did.
And you should definitely close the door when you piss in there now.
Okay. Heather doesn't seem to mind.
I don't know that.
She loves it.
That's probably not true. Yeah.
She's I would show her a little
room, a little respect.
Oh, this one I want you to see apropos our
and lower. 1X.
Okay, go start from again. So good. The fatness spectrum. Are you ready?
This is size 18 and lower. 1X or 2X. I'm a 4X, 5X. I'm a size 26. Sometimes 28. I am the super fat you say I'm speaking over. Okay, this is the fatness spectrum. A small fat is a size 18 and lower, 1X or 2X. I'm a 4X, 5X. I'm a size 26, sometimes 28. Okay. I am the super fat you say I'm speaking over.
Super fat.
Okay, this is the fatness spectrum.
Okay, I got it.
Infinifat is the highest you can be. And that one is, I can't read it, 64 and higher? Is that what that says?
6X and higher, 34-inch waist and higher, some toward 6.
That's infinifat. Like, listen, all this work it takes to categorize yourself, like, just put that into not being fat. Do you know what I mean? Like, just stop it. And can I tell you why it upsets me? My stepmother, one time when she was aging, and she was like, don't ever give up. Don't stop fighting the fight.
Right.
And that's what I feel like. It's important to take care of yourself.
I feel like I live by that.
Yeah.
No, like you just... I've never been like happy and like feel like great about health and fitness, but I've never given up. Totally.
Yeah. Don't give up.
Yeah.
Don't surrender to like your lowest self. Because
you
know what?
You see it too. This is a real interesting age to be at now because you see people our age who already have given up.
Yeah.
And the real one is like, you see people like 10 years older and you're like, is that guy 70? And like, no, he's 53. And you're like,
it's sad. And even like people who do drugs over 50.
That's a big one for you, huh?
Well, because you're like, bro, you know, like you don't wake up after 50. Like you
I think that's the goal.
But like you can't do this to yourself. You can't like doing, you know, like speedballs. And isn't that like heroin and speed at the same time?
Cocaine, right?
So it's like up and down. Like how? That's like putting the foot on the gas and the brake at the same time. Like, what does that do to your body?
Opioids.
Yeah. And, yeah. Yeah. What does that feel heroin, like? Yeah. Is that fucking like Red Bull and
intravenously
vodka?
Or nasal? Fuck.
Annie, what's that like?
What do people ask?
You've done this.
Look at that first question. What do speedballs help with? Oh, this is like
actual speedballs for cardio.
Okay.
Mixing stimulants and opioids. I
that
mean,
is tight. That's got to be the
what kind of a ride is that?
It's got to be. I mean, multiple people I've talked to have said that there's nothing as great as heroin.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I've had the medical equivalent a few times, and it is.
It's fantastic.
It's really nice. Mixing that with cocaine, I can't imagine how much fun that is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, so you're chill, but you're also pumped. I mean, like, you're chill, but you're very motivated. Like, what is that?
I don't know.
Like, your heart just stops.
Because that
right?
heroin just makes you want to.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you're feeling like that and coke, I don't know. That really is a down, like the ultimate downer, right? An opioid is like a, a stimulant.
Yeah, and your heart just must be like panicked.
They're fighting each other.
Okay, what do you, the coke keeps you awake to enjoy the opiate?
Maybe.
Maybe. Because I do like feeling, I mean, when I've taken my oxys for my ankle, that was fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I would not want to take coke. I don't know.
Yeah, but if somebody gave it to you, you'd probably be like, it's pretty cool.
This is a pretty fun ride. Yeah. This is a pretty fun ride.
This
thanks.
Is what happens on the speedball right
Infinifat.
Here. There you go.
Duh, dude, speedball. This is wild. This is speedball. Dang. Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Wow.
How is that person?
I don't know. I can't be right.
God.
Hi. The wave.
Yeah, he fucking waved.
I guess he's not panicked.
No.
I don't like that. Thank you. Can we see the next thing? That didn't make me happy at all.
Okay.
Come on. Come on. Oh God, I like that.
You like that one?
Yeah, because I don't like those scooters. They're so dangerous. And this should be a PSA to all these kids who work here and go downtown Austin, get drunk and ride these. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do it. It's bad. That's bad. That's what happens to you. Come on. Fuck, dude. Come on. Damn.
I like that his helmet is on the scooter.
Oh shit, that's right.
Yeah. He ate shit hard.
Hard, dude.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
His face is in the side one. That's bad. He lost his teeth for sure.
I love that.
Ooh, fuck.
You like that?
Yeah. Those scooters are bad news. I mean, I don't know how they're still in business. Those are huge liabilities, man.
It is.
All these drunks on there.
Yeah.
What?
The scooters are fine. That guy was trying to hop stairs.
No, the scooters are not fine.
Not fine.
They're definitely not.
Can I tell you?
Talk to any emergency room doctor or chiropractor. They're like, this is keeping us in business.
Yeah.
Like, it's nothing but. I mean, you're giving somebody who you don't know their ability, like as a rider.
Right.
You have people just have zero training, zero expectation, a device that can send them 15 miles an hour.
Like and just, on uneven road.
Yeah.
You hit like a rock.
No idea what's coming. All that happens every day in these is people fall off, concussions, broken clavicles, broken arms, broken ankle. Like, there's just injury after injury on these. Of course, people can do them without that, but it is filling up emergency rooms all the time.
Mm-hmm. But boy, are they fun.
Mm. I'm sure they're fun, but they're definitely leading to tons of injuries. Yeah.
When I was 26, I used to ride a Razor scooter through my neighborhood. I would fucking jam on that thing, bro. Like, fly. One time I just hit a rock and I face planted into the fucking pavement, just like this retard, and like fucked up my elbow. My elbow, I still can't straighten out because I didn't put a cast on it because I was too poor.
Yeah.
I'm an idiot. So you know this comes from personal experience.
I want to get a Vespa.
Yeah, like, get the fuck out of here.
What?
Fuck your Vespa.
Why?
Are you serious? That's dangerous shit too, isn't it? A scooter?
I mean, it's a lot less dangerous than a motorcycle, and it's pretty casual.
There you go. Come on. Get the one with the cover on it so you don't fly out.
That seems fun.
Really?
Yeah.
Where are you going to ride? That's the Vespa I want you to get.
I'm not getting that.
Now I know what to get you for Christmas.
All right, go back.
I'm
go
getting
back.
You that Vespa.
Go back to the search. Yeah, like, where's Vespa?
to the right. Vespa Primavera.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like Vespas. Yeah.
Like a little Italian. You learn your toilet Italian and you get on your Vespa.
Vespa Primavera. See on the list right there? Those. That'd be fucking fun to go get a coffee in one of those.
Do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wear a little helmet. Beep, beep. Pretend I'm in Italia.
Beep, beep. Are you still doing your toilet Italian?
No, I hit day 60 yesterday.
Dang.
In a row. Yeah.
That's awesome.
But I need an Italian friend. I put a call out on Instagram and Twitter for an Italian friend. I was like, there'll be lunches. We'll go out on the boat. Nice. There'll be meals.
Nice.
I got all jokey answers.
No.
People are like, I don't know Italian, but let's hang out. I was like, no, well, fuck you. And I want you to be fluent, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You want to send your Italian resumes? Go ahead. Send them to yourmomspodcast@gmail.com. There's no house in the email name. Yourmomspodcast@gmail. Tell me how you're a qualified, fluent Italian speaker that lives in the Austin area. Don't tell me that you'll commute here. You have to be around. All right?
Yeah. We had an Italian exchange student. Did I ever tell you about this guy?
No.
He was in the dorms, and one night he had an erotic dream, and he washed his penis out in the sink. And my friend walked in on him, and he's like, what are you doing, bro? And he's like, I had a wet dream. I'm washing my penis. That was so funny. And I think about it like once a week.
This was in college?
Mm-hmm.
Who walked in on him, a guy or a girl?
A guy.
Oh, that's totally different.
Yeah. And he wore, like, he dressed like a total Italian. Like, he rolled up his pant legs, two tight pants.
Sure.
And he rolled them. We were all like, yo, you got to, like, get your baggy jeans on, bro. Yeah. You're in America now, Jack.
That's totally it. Yeah.
And he totally dressed like a
They are very foreign exchange. Though. Very, very, very.
Yeah. He was really sweet. But once word got around that he was washing his dick in the sink, kind of ruined his rep. Like, he could not get laid after that. We felt so bad for him.
Look how fucking smooth these dudes look.
Oh, yeah. That's what he looked like with the hat. He had the total hat.
Oh, he had a hat, too?
Yeah.
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 Very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Italians. They were very fashionable. I love them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I was in Milan, I mean, this was like a decade ago, but Jesus Christ. Like, people going to work, it looks like a fashion show. You're like, oh,
so
my God.
Nice.
Yeah. It is nice. It's nice, a culture that does that.
I know.
It's very, like, it makes you go, like, first of all, I'm going to go change. And it's like, it's like art. It's like moving art, right? Like, mm-hmm. you've seen people and you're like, oh, look at all the colors and
mm-hmm. My dad always says that. Yeah. He's like, American dress like pig.
Yeah.
Wearing jeans all the time. Jeans. It's
I
disgusting.
Remember when I studied in Madrid, one of the I stayed with an old lady, right? I was me and the other Americans, and her son was about 20 years older than us. And he was like, I can always tell when who's American here because they all dress like shit, you know? And I was like, oh, yeah?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, it's always like T-shirts and stuff.
Yeah.
And then he always had, you know, nothing like over the top, but like a nice collared shirt, a sweater. Like, it was in the wintertime and just looked more distinguished.
You know, it's
and
funny.
He's like, you guys all dress like shit.
We do. And my every relative in Hungary would tell me that too. Like, you look like shit with your jeans. I'm like, shut up. And I was too pale.
Yeah.
I was like, why don't you get a tan? I'm like, shut the fuck up. I'm goth.
Yeah, yeah. I'm goth.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know what's funny? In Austin, it's cool to like dress down here. So now I find myself getting fancier because I want to be counterculture.
Sure.
And in LA, it's the opposite. Like, the more of a dirtbag you look, then people are like, you're cool. It's so funny how cities are.
Yeah. I was like, a lot of people.
Different moments.
I didn't know that.
Different.
In LA, when I first got there in show business. Like, nobody dresses nicely.
Mm-mm.
Nobody.
No suits.
No. And I thought I wore a suit to an interview. And they were like, what's with the suit? And I was like, it's an interview? And they were like, yeah, don't
Dork.
Do that. Like, okay.
Yeah. The more homeless you look, it means the more money you have.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
Billionaires wear flip-flops.
Yeah.
Yeah. T-shirts.
Yeah.
That was really nice. Thanks for doing that to the listeners.
You got it.
Jesus Christ. I think there's one
we
more.
We do talks.
Oh, you want to do a talk?
Yeah. I live for these, man.
Okay.
Infinifat. Super fat. Who came up with these?
Hello, everyone. Wiccan author James Otten here. Wanting to do a little experiment today. If you guys don't mind participating.
Okay.
Let's see how many Wiccans we actually have on this app. How about we do a little thing where if you're Wiccan, you like the video or leave a comment. pass it along to your other wicked friends.
That's your wicked friend, though.
And we'll see just exactly how many of us there are. I don't know.
How many of us?
Hundreds? Thousands?
Wiccans.
Hundreds of thousands? Let's do it. Why not?
Where is he reporting from?
I don't know. It's probably from where he writes his books. He's a Wiccan author.
Oh, he's a Wiccan author.
Yeah. I'm also a Wiccan author. Are you a Wiccan author? It's nice to have a fellow author who's a Wiccan out there. Good to meet you, sir.
Now, I saw this man and I immediately thought of you because you're always telling me when guys do this kind of stuff, like, I'm Wiccan, I'm whatever. It's just a ploy to get laid.
It totally is.
So is he really Wiccan or is he using this as a way to get chicks to be like, I'm Wiccan?
I mean,
he
thinks he might see, think he is, but it's so that a chick goes, what's that like? And he's like, I can tell you all about it.
Like, he, I'm so spiritual.
Because guys always want, what a guy really wants with a woman, a guy wants to, I mean, yes, wants to connect and all that stuff, but a guy loves to be an expert in something that a woman is not, right? And like, if her curiosity is there, it's the best, because then you're like, you have a girl fascinated by what you're saying.
Yeah.
Right. So like, if he picks this absolutely insane lane as his, you know, he'll get some chick who is curious. And then he's like, that's not what a Wiccan would do. And then he'll explain to her when to light the oils on fire. Yeah. You
know? Because chicks are into Wicca. I must say, as a 13-year-old, I was really into witchcraft and, and you know, tarot cards and runes. And like, this is a very adolescent girl thing to
I'd like
be
to move
into.
On. Okay. Oh. Thanks.
Oh, I guess you're not Wiccan.
Why are these hoes dancing in like little sluts on these websites more important than actually telling the truth about our government and our country? These sites block us for speaking the truth about trash, but yet they show all this.
Just ended there. What's that handle? Speak the truth. What?
For road. Forad.
Okay.
I like how he's so mad at those hot chicks. I like when guys are mad at hot chicks.
It's always a good sign. when a guy is like fucking bitches and their tits and their asses hanging out.
Taunting me. Yeah. He's just mad because they're not. Yeah. Hey, you're not even going to point out that he's got the "I'll make you come" guy's glasses.
He does.
And he's watching Rachel Maddow, probably.
And he's got a wolf. what is that? Like a sculpture, kind of a flat piece on the wall.
Powerful.
And he's got a great angle.
And
he's
a thermostat, apparently.
Really good angle.
He's got AC, and that's cool.
Yeah. Very good angle, sir. You get the treatment. All right.
Go figure. Oh. I post something about libtards. And it instantly gets blocked. You pussies can't handle the truth, can you? You sniveling bunch of little wimps. Go back into mommy's basements where you belong, you little pussies.
Yeah. It's good. It's very good.
Well, you think you'd sit up for the talk.
Why?
Just sit up.
He does it almost laying down. Like he's three quarters laying down.
Sit up.
That's where you're going to deliver the truth.
Hey, you fucking libtards.
You want to hear the truth or not? I'm resting.
Yeah, it's not flattering.
Maybe the truth is exhausting, you know?
Pretty little mouth. You are going to be a very addictive problem.
I didn't like that one.
No, me neither. That was so spooky, huh?
Also, like, look, I'll go after the fat models, and I want to go after these types too. If you're going to play the role of the pretty little mouth, you clean up. You got to be like, I want to see you in a collared shirt.
Or a leather vest.
Groomed. Just like groomed.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get to wake up and make a pretty little mouth video.
I know. And like, that's just in his kitchen. Like, do it in a dimly lit, sexy place.
Make it
sexy. Yeah.
I mean, you're not. But like, you can make an attempt.
Or it's like a leather daddy.
Leather daddy thing, or a guy in a suit, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the 50 Shades of Earl Grey guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Of Earl Grey. Yes.
Get your mouth down there and put a smile on my face.
That's something you don't really see a lot.
That's why I put her in there.
Yeah.
Usually it's the guys that are kind of cool, but chicks can be cool too.
She's very cool. Is she a truck driver?
I don't know. Yeah, possibly.
Yeah, that look at where this wheel is and stuff. It's, mm-hmm. Wow, they have a lot of cool people in that line of work.
Just her.
Dumbass Sergeant fucking Cooper thought he smelled weed on me, so he brought the fucking goon squad to search my fucking boat. It's a bunch of moron fucking dumb fucks that aren't gonna fucking find anything because I don't even have anything. Fucking idiots. All three of you.
I gotta tell you. This shit makes me laugh, but it's like, it's the dumbest shit you can do. It really
crazy.
Is. To go off like that on it's crazy. It's crazy.
On law enforcement? As they're searching?
I think you're just out of your mind.
He's on
people
track.
Are
he's
like,
on
I have
ball.
A right to. Yeah, you have a right to. This is.
Yeah.
You're just like.
He's high.
Well, you're just waiting for something. They're going to get you on something now.
Yeah, because you're a dummy.
Yeah. That was so aggressive. Fucking idiots.
It was really funny. it is Sergeant funny. Fucking Cooper.
Yeah.
That one made me laugh for a few days.
Me and my buddy are getting fucking drunk, and we're going to throw shit off the dike. And if you don't know what a dike is, it's by the river, and it's a long pier, and we're going to throw shit off it!
Do you like that one?
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, this would have been probably 3 years of my life if I lived near them. I think between 14 and 17, I'd be like, let's go throw shit off the dike.
Yeah, man. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. It's a good time.
Yeah, that's a fun way to spend an afternoon.
To throw shit off of a dike? Yeah. I like the word dyke, too. That always made me giggle.
Your mother liked that word.
Yeah, she would call lesbians. Yeah. I don't know what these dykes do. And I was like, oh, my God. They lick each other to death. I was like, why are you thinking about it so much, you know? Like, looking back now, she was really upset about what the lesbians were doing. I'm like, why are you so upset about it?
Maybe you'd like to.
Maybe you then lick a box and figure it out.
Have a taste.
She's dead now, though. Yeah. You can only lick boxes in heaven.
Your dad also had gay observations. Why?
Yeah, he didn't.
Why all the time?
Yeah, he didn't like these parades. Why you have to be so proud, okay? Nobody gives a shit that you're gay. Yeah. I don't have straight pride parade.
Yes.
It's the same argument people use for saying the N-word. Yeah. You know, like, why can't I?
Yeah.
Like, why, you know.
So who's allowed to say it? I can't say it. You still see it sometimes. People write it. They're like, what word is not allowed? Like, you already know. You don't need an explanation. You already know.
Happy Friday. Happy Friday.
Now, didn't that make you happy, though?
Yeah, that was pretty nice.
That was cute.
Yeah, that was kind of fun.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Jesus. Everyone I click on gives me a panic, and then... That was fun.
Happy Friday. Happy Friday.
Name one thing that you could actually do better after drinking alcohol. I'll go first.
So at first I hated him and I hated his dumb instrument. And then I thought about it and I was like, well, he's kind of right. What would be better than doing that when you're kind of hammered? Like, I bet it's kind of fun. Doon, 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 doon.
Wait, I thought what he was saying is that you can't do anything better when you drink alcohol.
Than play that instrument.
Well, he said name one thing.
Better than playing that instrument, right? Is that what I understood it to be? Like, hey, name one thing better than doing this.
I thought it was a pro not drinking message. Name one thing.
Oh, I thought
I'll go first and then there's nothing.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was, hey, I'm pretty hammered right now and I'm playing this thing. Isn't that awesome? That's what I understood. I was like, that does sound fun, dude. I want to get ripped and play that thing.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. I don't know.
Potato, potato. But yeah. I think you're right because that guy is the kind of hippie that's like, you
does
know,
he, need a drink? Does he have that message a lot in his videos?
This is the only one I've seen of his. But
okay.
I mean, it's so funny how all hippies love the same shit. It's like the hippie.
I like that thing.
Thing. That thing. The hacky sack. Hemp. What's up?
Nothing. Frisbees.
Frisbees. Yeah. Hippies love frisbees. It's so funny.
Dr. Ed Zimmerman, the Dick Doc on TikTok, bringing you fun facts. This is the circumference or girth of the average pickle. It's about 1 inch across in diameter. This toilet paper tube is the circumference or girth of a really well-endowed pickle, usually 4.5 to 5 inches. This is 5.5 inches all the way around and about 1.75 inches across. Fun facts from the Dick Doc on TikTok.
Thanks, Doc.
I thought you guys would like that. Yeah. I mean, we always like Dick Talk in here.
Sure. There'll be some measuring later.
Dick Talk.
Dick Talk. Everybody will write their number down, I'm sure.
No. And then we have to guess?
No, we're not going to.
Oh.
I'm saying everybody will keep it to themselves, Christina.
Oh.
We're not going to put people's
be a fun game.
Dick numbers on here, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, you seem like you're blushing right now.
I'd love to know that.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding. I'm not that curious about the Booth Boys' dicks. I'm not that curious.
That sounds like I'm not that not curious either.
Nah. No, it's okay.
I think you want to know. It's okay.
I mean, look, I'm curious about all things perverse and stupid and silly. Like,
yeah.
I'm interested in the dumb. All
well,
dumb
I wouldn't
things.
Say that's the dumb. Oh. I just think that these are your employees, and maybe we shouldn't be like, tell me your dick size.
That's true. That's true. No, you're right.
Okay.
That's true. Okay.
You guys do what you want with those, okay?
Okay.
Dun, 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 dun.
All right. Let's wrap it up.
Let's wrap it up.
Thank you guys for watching. Thank you for listening.
Get Tommy's book.
Please pre-order the book. I'd Like to Play Alone, Please. You can pre-order it. Go to tomsegura.com/book, and it gives you the links to every place you can pre-order it. So it's not just one destination. You can literally find the big names, the independents, like I said, ebooks, audiobooks. It's all there. The closing song is Garth and Trish Save the World by St. George. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Hey, everybody, Garth Brooks.
And Trisha Yearwood.
And we're proud to say we stand with Ukraine, especially the refugees.
There's a global initiative, and of course, supplies and aid is already spread thin, and this is where you come in. We need your help. We need you to donate.
Yeah, I mean, we always ask for love and prayers. Please keep doing that. But we're also going to ask you, dig in your pockets, be part of the greatest global relief plan mankind has ever seen.
Everybody deserves dignity. Everybody deserves a roof over their head to feel safe. You can be a part of that.
Yeah, amen. 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 Amen.
Like that full episode of Your Mom's House? Are your jeans as high and tight as it can be? I doubt it. Watch some more clips, dude. Look at that one. Watch that one right here. Or maybe here. Maybe here. Maybe, maybe you should subscribe. That way, every time a new video gets posted, you'll be notified. Stay in the know, jeans. Subscribe now.